We're just talking about Mr. Ammerman, and I've heard so many nice comments about Mr. Ammerman.
He
must have been a highly respected educator.
He was a wonderful man, and he was the superintendent when he took over from Mr. Knapp. And I am sure that he was probably flabbergasted at knowing how many is in the school today, but of course they have transported in and consolidated the school, which is why you have
right.
so many students today and graduating 200 or 300 students a year. But they have the systems and the systems and the systems, whereas he didn't have them, and he'd have maybe some of the girls working as his clerks or something like that, part-time,
right.
or
right.
in the summertime part-time, they
right.
would work. So it was the difference between that period and now, where they have permanent personnel working.
Mm-hmm.
It was the difference then that they'd have one in charge and helpers when they need them on.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have permanent bosses and permanent helpers.
One thing that we didn't talk about, and this would be in your early years, social activities in Northville. What did they have in the way of social activities besides sports? You know, the football and basketball games would be social activities.
The dances.
Well, they'd have dances with their junior and senior prom was the two main dances in school.
Okay. But what about weekly social kinds of activities? What kinds of things would you do for recreation or social activities as,
well, we'd
as
have,
a teenager?
We'd play ball.
Yeah.
We'd play ball, and in the winter, of course, we'd skate, and you could skate down on the pond over there.
Yeah.
They had roller skating to Wall Lake at that time. They had a roller skating rink.
Okay.
And they had the dance hall over there that had the big bands coming.
Oh,
they
all Wall Lake.
At Wall Lake.
Yeah, and also Westwood, Eastwood, went to big name bands.
Okay.
And went down to the Fox Theater with Kate Kaiser to be down there and his Book of Knowledge and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we had the theater up here to
Bob Sternick, who owns the Hillside Inn, had the popcorn stand. He was just a young boy then.
Well, what was his name, Bob?
Bob Sturmick.
Sturmick?
They owned the
Hillside Inn.
We had the popcorn stand, and we always had to buy popcorn from him when we went to the show.
And that was the, now, is that what is today the Marquee Theater?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
the Marquee, and his father run the thing, at least I know he
and
had.
And then we went from there, it used to be the sweet shop where Spagnolia's was.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's in there now.
Well, it's still, he went to the liquor shop now.
Oh,
he used to have ice cream and booths in there and ice cream, but it's
different.
Where he's originated or where he's located prior to where he's at now.
Jukebox. Yeah. That's what we did.
Jukebox?
That's
yeah.
what we did a lot.
Okay, so, okay. So as far as social activities right in town here, you had the theater or the movie.
Right, right.
And what else right in town would you do for social things? You mentioned skating, which would be the pond outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
Dances would be held what,
well,
in school?
High school.
In
they
school.
Had local dances.
Dances in school. Okay. Was a lot of the social activities take place right in the home?
I would say so, probably. A lot more than they do now.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have the number. Actually, the number of personnel, and if someone put on a dinner or something like that, why, you had a smaller group coming at that time.
Actually, I was out of high school when I came here, so I can't say too much about it, but I do remember going to the show and going to the sweet shop.
Well, we'd have different banquets for different things, and that would be put on, like, by the parents.
Yeah.
And, well, more or less, you made a lot of things to keep you active. I mean, you would be making things. I know when I was a kid, like, get a pair of skates, my brother and I would split them.
Yeah.
We'd work to get them. Then we'd make scooters.
Hmm.
Out of what, each one had a skate and take two or four and stuff and make scooters. But today, the children now,
they had too much.
See the commercials on TV and the toys and stuff they play with today are outrageous. I mean, they're just out of sight. Nothing they want, less than $100 or something. As you say now, they're asking for a computer.
When I interviewed Mrs. Chismar, Ann Richards Chismar, who was, she was the Methodist minister's daughter when they came to Northville, she talked about bobsledding. They would go up to where the Allen Terrace is,
right,
and then would come down. Was bobsledding still taking place when you were?
Oh, yes. They used to have it to the hill just below the park drive by the racetrack. Up above there they had they had
ski jump. Yeah,
they had a ski
all the
jump
down, right down through town, I guess.
Then they later they had the bobsleds and stuff over here on off the park where I don't know if they use it now.
Yeah,
they did that recently.
Yeah,
I mean to recent years. I don't know if they still have it there because they haven't been over there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And
what Mrs. Richards told me was that they finally, or Mrs. Chismar, they finally had to, the town had to discontinue allowing the bobsledding because a little girl got killed on a sled. And so they had to, I asked her, you know, how could you bobsled with the traffic? And she said, well, it wasn't traffic. So that's all we could do. We could
right now,
come down and go all
High
the way down.
All the way
right,
down.
All the way down to what's today, the Northville Downs, all the way down the track.
And, well, we used to do some skiing on behind cars.
Yeah.
And used to go out in the country and do a little skiing there and throw your ropes over the mailboxes and jump the culverts.
Yeah.
Until one night a fella got his arm broken, and the next night a fella got his leg broken, and that ended my skiing behind cars. I haven't skied since either.
Pretty much then, as far as social activities, you made your own social activities.
Right.
There was a movie, there was a sweet shop that you talked about, but there wasn't a whole variety of entertainment being provided for you.
That's right. That's right.
I went to ball games down to Tiger Stadium. Well, at that time it was Briggs Stadium.
Yeah.
And Navin Field and Briggs Stadium. And used to go down, if you had a day off school, you'd go down there and you'd buy a general admission ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up in a box seat as a progress. There wasn't a lot of customers there, a lot of fans there. Worked my way down, and one time I got there with Mr. Yawkey, the owner of the Red Sox, and I said, oh, is this your box? And he said, no, stay in it, I'm the only one to go be here. Then he said, is there anyone I'd like to meet? And I said, yeah, Jimmy Fox, because he used to have his shoes cut off in Mammoth arms. And he called him over when he come back from, well, they were warming up then, more or less, and he come over and shook my hand. Man, I'll tell you, I lost my hand. But he was real nice, offered me a cigar, and I said, no, I want to see the ball game.
Thought you might pass out if you had a cigar.
Yeah, I wouldn't make the end of the game. But used to take the bus, little bus, down to Five Points.
Yeah.
Take the streetcar and go down to Trumbull and transfer over to Michigan.
There was a famous part in Northville,
the Biddle Bus.
The what bus? The
Biddle Bus. Biddle
Bus. Yes. Yeah. Had the bus Bernie that runs from here to Five Point.
Okay.
What was his name?
Clyde Hinman?
No.
Vern Biddle?
Vern's uncle, the one that owned it. Titus, or? Anyway, he owned the bus line. And that was about the only way you got over to Grand River.
Now, did that operate only between Northville and Five Points?
Five Points.
Right.
It didn't include Plymouth or any other area?
No.
So it was a bus line?
7 mile. I used to work then before we moved, well, right after we moved out here, and I stole the city before I moved, went to work in Plymouth. I took the bus back and forth.
How much would it cost to ride a bus in those days?
25, 30.
For the whole
route. Right.
And I don't know what they paid like coming from Farmington Road to Northville, because the school children took that too.
Right. Right.
And her
now
sister
if you,
took it.
If you wanted to go into downtown Detroit.
You had to transfer to a Grand River bus or a streetcar.
Oh, they had buses then. They just had the streetcars.
Okay, so you take the Biddle bus to Five Points and transfer a streetcar
downtown.
And go into downtown.
Right downtown, and you got transferred from the streetcar if you wanted to go to a different
yeah.
thing where the streetcars
so
run. Yeah,
the bus back.
I like the streetcars better than today's buses because you could get on there and take a snooze when you always got the end of it. Doctor would always tie you in the line.
In the line.
Grizzle down and grizzle and get off. You do the same thing coming out. The bus run till midnight. Biddle bus run till midnight. Tunis Biddle was the owner.
Tunis?
Tunis.
Tunis, yeah.
And,
well, let's see now. We talked a little bit about your family, and we talked about schooling. You've mentioned you're a member of the Presbyterian Church. We talked about social activities, recreational activities. We talked about your jobs, what you did, you know, when you came, and what you did before you went into the service. We talked about changes in the community and some of the changes not particularly to your liking, the growth and the lack of closeness that was present when you first came to Northville. We talked about, I talked just a little bit about your children's education when they went through the school system as compared to what it was like today. Did you have any particular hobbies or particular interests when you were back in Northville and you're carrying mail as your occupation, and you're of course married and you've got your children? Have any particular interests or hobbies that you pursue?
He was quite a bowler.
A bowler?
Oh yeah, I bowled since 1932, I think.
Uh-huh.
I have bowled in different leagues. That helped me out in the service because I made a lot of teams, a lot of trips by it.
Very good.
I made the top team every place of station in service.
I bowled.
First Air Force. I made the once when I went to Newfoundland, made the team come back to the States, which I enjoyed, and I was over in the Pacific, and I made the team over there, the Air Force team, and was at Mitchell Field. I come back to Selfridge and bowled in the Air Force team there, and I was supposed to go to the, at that time they had the Congress big bowling tournament.
Uh-huh.
And but I was an Army officer, and I went back to my base, and my colonel really jawed me out for not staying because I could have made the ABC,
yeah.
which they had down at the fairgrounds at that time.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I've been gone for 2 weeks, and I had a lot of planes to take care of because mm-hmm. we were foresighting them, the planes, and he told me that if I ever go again, you stay there until it's finished. He said, you made the team, and it kind of hurt our...
Yeah.
Base because you could have been on it and represented their base. And he said, but he did a good job while he was there.
Okay, now, did you start bowling when you lived here in Northville?
Yes, I started bowling up on the bowling alley. It used to be up at the recreation. Well, Bob Lee had a restaurant up there. In the back of it, they had six alleys.
Yeah.
And that's where I first started bowling, at the Pinch Center.
Was that right here in town?
Right here in town on Main Street, which
yeah.
is now torn down.
Yeah.
Is now the parking lot right by the 76 service between that and the travel agency.
Yeah, okay.
And it was right in there, and then okay. they took those alleys. Angie, when he set up the bowling alley, I understand they just demolished that.
Yeah.
Down there on Center Street
right.
at Katie.
Right.
They were moved down there. Six, and he had six from somewhere else he got. They 12, he had 12 alleys, then he added eight more
yeah.
alleys, and had pinch setters at the time. Then he put in the automatic machine.
Yeah, now you were a pin setter? Did you?
I was on Main Street, never down here in the other one.
Yeah. So that would be another recreational activity in town then, would be a bowling.
Yes, was bowling quite a bit. And, and we had different church activities at the time.
Yeah.
With that, and between the time, you kind of took up most of your time in studying.
Yeah.
Of course, playing sports, you had to study at night, or you didn't get anywhere because you practiced till approximately till dark every time. So you didn't get as much time to study like some of them went home from school and study, so you couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any other things that you can think of that you want to mention? Northville, life in Northville, changes that have occurred.
I will still take it over many other places. Now, I know when I was young, and when was like in high school, Plymouth was our rival.
Yeah.
I would never move to Plymouth to live, and Plymouth would never move here. Although that's why I more or less stayed in Northville, although different things I do in Plymouth. I belong to the Elks over there, and I know a lot of people over there. And even from high school days, I know a lot of people over there. But it just, at that time, it was kind of like a rivalry. They were higher class than we were, and we'd try to beat them, and we'd beat them quite often.
Well, what do you mean by higher class?
Well, see, our school here was Class C. Now it's a Class A.
I what you mean.
It's a smaller Class A than like Cooley or some of the schools in Detroit.
Yeah.
They were Class B, but we played in the same league. With them. And we played with Trenton, Melvindale, and all of them that went over Northville.
Yeah.
When Northville incorporated the different outlying places, they went up to B, then they went to A.
Yeah.
But
I've heard before that the Plymouth Northville game was always quite a rivalry.
It was certainly a rivalry. Certainly a rivalry in all sports.
That's good.
They could usually whip us in baseball.
Just about
we
like Redford and Coy.
That's right.
We could get them in football occasionally. We kind of more or less split in that. Basketball, and my last year, we whipped them every game we played them. And but baseball, they had some bassets and stuff over there that was tremendous. I mean, they could hit.
Yeah.
Because I played right field, and I was playing near a creek, which I didn't think anyone hit like that, and he had one completely in the park over there. That's where they played their sports. Of course, now they have Salem and Canton complex over there that completely changed from our way, same as Northville has the high school and all the junior high schools and the grade schools all over. That was unheard of my time. We had a grade school, and then when they had the big fire, they moved them around to the library, which used to be over and now down in the historical. I think they put it down there.
Yeah.
They used different places for the schooling.
Yeah, Mrs. Chismar was telling me about that. She had to use an empty room that was ill and was not properly heated.
That's right.
Until then, she said the WPA built the new school.
Right.
The WPA.
You mean the grade school?
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
I worked on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I worked up there. And one day that I was with a couple of fellas having lunch, and a girl from a well-to-do family come by there, and I didn't know it. I had cement all over me, face and everything. She would just as come and talk to you.
Yeah.
Everything, and they razzed me a lot on that. It didn't bother me. Yes, I worked there.
So you worked on the new building then?
On the building west
right.
of the old.
Yeah.
Yes, I worked there when they built that.
Yeah. Very good.
But that's what you call a short-time job, so
right.
I just don't include it when I'm talking about different jobs.
Part-time job.
Yeah, it was a fill-in here and there. But when you graduated, actually, if you did go on to college, you picked up different jobs that you could to help out the family and to make your own expenses.
Right.
And I know that half of my money that I earned always went to my folks for for my...
Paid room and board.
Room and board.
Yeah.
And when I even worked at Ford's when I was single, and that's when they got $30 a week. Half of it went to my mother. And I lived pretty reasonable. I mean, the prices were the same.
Right.
And I bought my suits at old, Orlo men's store up there at the time.
Yeah.
And got in different suit clubs and stuff like that, hoping your name get drawn before you get too in it too much, because you paid the $1 a week on that, and hope you get called right away. But otherwise, we just have to grow up with the way the world's growing
just
up now.
Change with the times.
And change with the times. The only thing bad is you can't go uptown and talk to people.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
many new ones. You
yeah.
just don't know them. You'll pass them on the street, they might say hello or something
yeah.
like that, but otherwise you don't know them.
Yeah. And that would certainly be something that you'd miss. People.
Yeah, yeah, there used to be a friendly, you could go up there and when it was nice weather, he might chat there for a while, what he's been doing when
yeah.
he last saw him and stuff like that.
I think they're trying to get back to that in a sense because of the band concerts and
mm-hmm.
the way they've got the
mm-hmm. Oh, they used to have the community
yeah.
band.
Yes, I
and
heard about that.
That.
Yeah,
and
in fact, Bob Reed was telling
yeah,
me he played in the community
played
band.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they and not only just the high school, they had the ones that graduated.
Yeah.
What they call a community band.
Yeah.
And it was like a nice band. They used to play band concerts.
Yeah.
They had the big band, and they used to have it in Center Main Street right,
right.
there.
And
they had
the gazebo that was located right in the middle of the street.
Right, right.
I heard a story about that.
Yeah, right for Center Main concert.
Yeah.
And then they used to play at different functions, and they also to the ball games and sports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that was a good band. It was nice to see all the former graduates still stay active.
Yeah.
But I think they're getting back to that.
Yeah,
they're getting back to that.
Yeah.
More
yeah.
all the time.
And I think that's good.
We have the band. I'm a member of the VFW up here.
Uh-huh.
We have quite a celebration on Armistice Day.
Right.
And the parade and stuff like that. And we kind of objected, you know. They started to trying to get them like political on Memorial Day, and we stopped that. We
yeah.
didn't want that. They can have that July 4th or anything else, but
not Memorial Day.
We still usually have a color guard in July 4th, but
yeah.
we do not have any political.
Yeah.
In Memorial.
Yeah.
We figure that's what it's for.
Oh, I agree.
We have our own cemetery up there. I don't know if you've ever seen it. VFW and American Legion.
Where is the cemetery located?
It's up in Rural Hill.
Oh, okay.
In the back.
On the,
okay.
On the eastern part of it.
Okay.
And you should go up and see it, because that is well-maintained. We got a picture at our club there. You
mm.
can see it, but that's taken care of every year and continually grass cut and everything. I have a brother that's hep on that, and he's more or less, he's in charge of it, and he has different volunteers to help him. And they spend a week and a half just before Memorial Day to
mm-hmm.
have it up to smell
mm-hmm.
and make sure its grass is all fertilized and everything. Have pretty up there, and they go over the blacktop and everything. And
that's
what
the
pretty
is. They have their service up there.
Sure, sure. And you brought up a point that I didn't ask you about. You say your brother, now that is he living in this area?
Well, he lives over in Plymouth.
He lives in Plymouth.
He used to live in Northville, but they moved, when they went to Plymouth, when his oldest son was a senior, and he lives in a different place in Plymouth, and he presently lives in that trailer
yeah.
court on Ridge Road.
Yeah, okay. And
the
Dorothy,
newer one, there are two of them.
Dorothy, any of your family stay in this Northville area?
I have one sister who's right here in Kings Mill.
Lives in Kings Mill.
Yeah,
okay.
And then I have a sister that's a kindergarten teacher in Plymouth.
Uh-huh. And what about your children? Any of them stay in the Northville area?
Not right now.
Yeah.
We have a son living in Plymouth.
Uh-huh.
Two in Brighton and one in California.
Okay.
Our oldest son is in California.
California.
Our daughter is a nurse. Well, our oldest son is engineer for AT&T. He used to be at the telephone, and
yeah.
when they broke up, he went to AT&T. He's an engineer out there at Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Our daughter's a nurse, and she's up in Brighton. She used to work for St. Joe Hospital, but
yeah.
she now works for health units like in right in Brighton.
Brighton. Yeah.
And also with a doctor there, a mm-hmm. woman doctor that took has her own office
mm-hmm.
now. And our son lives in Brighton. Our second son lives in Brighton, but he's with the digital over here on
Haggerty
at 8 Mile, just by the Hilton
yeah.
Hotel right next to it.
Yeah.
And he's over there with the
Our youngest son works for Delta Airlines.
Uh-huh. Our youngest son has worked since he graduated from Delta Airlines, 78.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate the information that you shared with me this morning, and I think we're going to find this is an interesting tape. And
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.